And welcome at 6:04, as Tom Lafferty just mentioned. This is Steve Bortland. The show is North Sound Racing, starting our fourth season. Couldn't be happier about that. Also, couldn't be happy to introduce to you our new co-host in this number 4 year, Tom Glitherow, over there. How you doing, buddy? Turn your microphone. There we go. Let's try that. Your microphone's not on. I can't hear you. Well, we'll have Tom come in and fix that. I have a little thing I wanted to... Hopefully I've got everything right in here. The name of the show is North Sound Racing. We cannot start without a technical glitch on my part, and I'm sure Tom's going to come in and try and get that taken care of as he brutes around in there. For those of you who have not heard our show with our new 50,000 watts, we are a show about local racing here in the Pacific Northwest, and we cover all the tracks throughout the state of Washington. We dip over to Idaho, head up to Vancouver, British Columbia, sometimes get down to Oregon, and we cover as much as we possibly can to inform you as to what's going on. I think I can hear something over there.
You can hear me now.
I can hear you now. Very good.
Darn, do I get my pay going to be shorted this week?
Yeah.
I get a late start?
Yeah, it is. You should have got here on time. Everything would have worked. I was just explaining kind of what the premise of our show is we cover everything from asphalt racing, dirt racing. Well, if we can talk to you, we're going to do a huge deal this year on soapbox derbies and Pinewood derbies, and you name it, we'll talk about it. But, again, Tom, welcome, and it's good to have you here, man.
I appreciate it. Looking forward to a really outstanding year. You know, I think sun's out. It's time to go racing.
I know. This is the way it's supposed to be, huh?
You know, if we were really smart, we'd jump in the car, drive down to Chico tonight because start on Friday night, World of Outlaws are there. So,
that's right.
In fact, I think Mitch Olson and Jason Sowell, both down from the Northwest, are going down there. So
yeah.
That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. Our guest lineup tonight to start our fourth season is a pretty impressive one. Mill Creek's own Taylor Malsom, who is a very strong contender for the Camping World NASCAR Truck Series, is going to be joining us right after our first break. In fact, he's down in California. He's at that race at Chico tonight. We'll also speak with a very, very, very good friend of the show and also a member of the North Sound Racing Hall of Fame, Paul Bartholomew, as NASCAR has a weekend off, so Paul is over there shucking razor clams and popping back a few cold ones over on the coast. We'll talk to our good friend Paul Bartholomew. Tracy DeYoung is going to come in, and Tracy DeYoung, you probably hear some of the ads that we've done for Tracy. I needed to have a new logo made for the show, and I called Tracy up. I said, I know what I don't want, but I don't know what I do want, Tracy, and let's see what you can come up with. And, boy, Tracy just absolutely hit it out of the park. So we're going to talk to him about his services and his artistry, because that's what he really is an artist. Also joining us will be another friend of the show, Seth Bergman, and we're going to get caught up with him. Then we're going to head over to the east side of the state and talk with Larry Bertrand, who is the new oval track manager at Spokane County Raceway Park, along with Jay Livingstone, who we hope will join us, and we'll talk to him about the whole facility and what they've got planned over there. So should be a good show. Let's see. Make sure and stay tuned after the Cougar game for a really cool show. We ran it all last year, and it is the Verizon Pit Reporters, and it is a lot of fun to listen to. Brett McMillan is the host, and he brings in a bunch of journalists, both print and television, radio, and they just talk about what's going on in the world of NASCAR, and it's a pretty neat deal. So we invite you to stay tuned for that right after Cougar basketball, which starts at 8 o'clock, right when we're done. So here's what I want to do. Tom's new to our show, so we're going to introduce you to Tom. And how'd you get started in this racket? What makes you qualified to be over there?
Nothing. Absolutely
nothing. Good.
Very, very fortunate. My dad was involved in motorsports about the time I was born. So weekends for me were, you know, being drugged to racetracks, which was a joy. Raced a little, officiated some races, promoted races, sell race car parts during the week right now.
Yep.
So it's kind of consumed my life along with my family's for a long time. Got a lot of great friends throughout the country, and feel pretty blessed to be part of a great sport.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I do, too. I feel the same way. You have operated racetracks. You've ran touring series. And now you're on a radio show talking about everything that you get to be on the outside looking in, but kind of on the inside as well. And it's good to – this seems like this may be an okay fit.
Yeah, it is. And you know, it's kind of cool because I do talk racing, you know, 8-10 hours a day. I talk to some people in Bakersfield. They're telling me that maybe that new dirt or the new paved track, the funding may be solved on that. Real bad news, I heard that Manzanita Speedway is closing down.
Oh, no.
Effective after Saturday night. And that's got to be a big blow down there. If you've ever been and watched the non-wing sprint car race at Manzanita, it's absolutely awesome. And it's a place that's big, fast, and if you miss turn three, you end up in the junkyard. If you survive the accident, the junkyard dog may end up by getting you. So that's a place I hate to see go away. But, it's Northwest starting to gear up, Skagit Speedway. You know, they're going to practice here in a few more weeks. I know that Steve Beitler is pretty excited about what's going to go on there. Mm-hmm. The Bens at South Sound, Butch and Nick had their first rain out last Saturday for practice. They got a couple more weeks.
It's business as usual.
That's it. You know, and then, of course, Grays Harbor Speedway, they're getting that thing all geared up for a pretty outstanding year, you know. And so it won't be long and cars will be on the racetrack. Actually, I talked to Butch Ben this afternoon.
Yeah.
And while he was chewing on me, I could hear a race car going around in the background. And they were somebody was practicing today, and it was kind of cool just to hear a motor run again.
What could he be possibly chewing on you about?
It's sunny out, you know? I mean, whatever it is.
Okay.
He's either the IRS, he's representing somebody that's going to sue me. I don't know. He's Officer Beekman most of the time from the IRS. So
just another day in the office, huh?
That's it.
Well, I started off talking about what the premise of North Sound Racing is, and this is our first show with the big 50K wattage. And I know right now I tuned the station inside the store I work at, Action Auto Parts down in Linwood. I want to say hi to Kyle and Efren, because we can now pick up KRKO inside our concrete building with all of those fluorescent lights, and it is awesome. So those of you who haven't heard us, again, I'll repeat it, we do talk about local racing around here. We throw in some national stuff, too, but there is such a diverse culture of racing, and it doesn't matter if you're autocrossing in the Boeing parking lot, running asphalt, running dirt, we're gonna do our best to get to you. We've got a lot of cool ideas coming up for this year, a lot of live appearances we want to try and get to, and we had a blast with them last year. And the main thing I want to get across about what this show is about respect to the racers, to the tracks, to the team owners, sponsors, and most of all to the listeners, because those are the ones that keep these things going. And we want to make sure that you know that we really appreciate the effort that everybody puts into this. So that's kind of our role in this deal. We are on Thursday nights, normally from 8 until 10. Tonight we're on from 6 until 8 because of the Cougar win yesterday. And it's just been an honor to be able to be involved with this project for the last 3 years. And like I said, Tom, I'm really glad you're going to hang out with us.
I appreciate it. I think it's going to be a great time. And, we'll get to highlight some of the characters of the Pacific Northwest. And there are a bunch of them.
Oh, yeah.
Past and present. Uh-huh. And we'll see if we can get ourselves in trouble.
It's going to be a good time. So why don't we take a break, and we'll get our first guest. I don't know if he's got a nickname, you know, but I think the Mill Creek Missile might be a good one for Taylor Molson.
I saw he has the nickname of Youngblood. I'm not quite sure what that's all about. And I also noticed that one of his hobbies, he's put down pyrotechnics. And so I don't know if that's blowing up race cars or what, but I think we need to find out.
You never know with him. So why don't we take a break, and we'll be back. This is North Sound Racing, only on North Sound 1380.
Stay tuned for more North Sound Racing with Steve Mortland and Tom Glitherow.